You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. You can take a veg horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. I fell into the Burnley trap on my free hit, everyone. Welcome back to Game Week with Matt Dyson and Dan Pryor. Dan Pryor from the city of Southend. Welcome to the club, Pryor. Why don't you support the Shrimpers, by the way? I think we must have discussed this at some point.
Well, are your children going to be Brighton fans?
Possibly. They're one of the closest teams to us here.
Is that really? Is that what's going
to happen? They might support Hastings United. Yeah. Because they can go to games. Because, you know, they're their local team that they support. Or, so you just thought, no, Southend, they're not for me.
Or is it that your family have some sort of input there? And in the same way as my daughter isn't going to be a Leighton Orient or West Ham supporter, same sort of thing had the knock on with me.
Yeah, I think actually when you were a kid, probably was that around the time Stan Collymore played for Southend, probably, wasn't it? In the
he was there when I was
early 90s, maybe a bit older then, but yeah, glorious days for the Shrimpers.
Yeah,
well, they're non-league now, aren't they?
They are, yeah, sadly.
Yeah. Anyway, but at least you're a city, so that's the main thing. You now come from a city. No, that's not the main thing, Dan.
I mean, I've been there 20 years, but yeah.
My disastrous use of chips is where we need to catch up on this brief little podcast before the next game. There's so many doubles going on left, right and centre, but this looked like a good week to do the free hit. Burnley were playing twice, so I went big on the Clarets, and they left me feeling blue. I think it was, I sort of knew it was a trap, really, but I thought after Veghorst scored that really nice goal just leading up to it, I thought, oh, maybe he's just about to hit form when he scored against Brighton. I thought, you know, he could do well in this. Crystal Palace away, Leicester at home. I haven't seen Leicester's defence look so bad against Forest in the FA Cup. I thought, yeah, I might fancy a bit of Burnley, but I brought him in. I captained him. He did nothing. Ben Mee, I had in defence. He got injured after 40 minutes of the second game, so did nothing. Aaron Lennon I had in, because I did have Cornet in originally, but then he was injured for the first game, so I switched to Lennon, who got me one assist, and that was it. So a fairly uneventful free hit, really. But I sort of had to, because I had about five or six players that weren't involved, so I thought, as I've got two free hits, I might as well use it now.
And what'd you get?
I got 66,
was
an average of 40, but I think you got quite close, because all you just did was Captain Kane, didn't you? I think that was the difference.
Oh, so now Salah isn't allowed, but now Kane isn't allowed.
No, but I mean, I had Kane in my team. If I'd have just bloody captained him instead of going mad on Burnley like I did, then I would have been in a better position. But, you know, you live and learn, don't you, Dan? I saw it, I went for it, I took a chance. And that's what I'm constantly getting hampered for, taking chances. I mean, I don't even want to look back at the triple captain of Mo Salah fest that went on. I mean, so many people, the game week before,
triple 84 he got. Mo. Probably the 84. Best triple captain there's ever been in terms of like a popular pick.
Yes, I know exactly. Popular pick delivering on expectation like that. Yeah, surely 84 is one of the biggest widely won triple captain points. And I woke up to see the news of that, and I had a fever. I had some sort of horrible sickness bug. I was ill.
Hence our lack of podcast before anyone's mind.
Yeah, I was ill. I was bedridden, and then I looked at my team and I saw that Mo Salah had scored. Triple captained Mo Salah had scored the same as my entire team put together. Because obviously, as a Salah dodger,
You went with Robertson, did you? That was a good pick.
Decided against bringing Mane in, which I should have bought Mane in if I had any sense. And then the other option was, as we discussed, Robertson was the more in form of the two wing-backs. So if I'm going to triple captain anyone, I'll triple captain him.
Good idea.
I triple captain Trent, who didn't play in the first game. So was actually, the triple captain was neutralised by his lack of appearance in the first game. I don't think Robertson didn't even play in the first one either, did he?
But, no, but he got 13.
Horrendous triple captain use. I've just thrown it away. So yeah, there's about a 200 point gap between us, Dan. I'd suggest the season's over for us in our own personal battle already.
I've still got 2-3 hits.
But as all Salah dodgers know, better to be not the same as everyone else than to get 84 points with a triple captain. You know, you can't all be sheep.
Okay.
You can't all do the same thing. Life would be very dull, wouldn't it?
And I mean,
if nothing.
I also spent that week. I spent 8 points to get Son and Kane back together, the big boys up front, which worked that week. They seem to be on 1 week and off on next. So that was a good week.
What are they all about? Yeah, we need to talk about Tottenham.
They're not.
Well against good teams, badly against bad teams. Is that that's the Conte way? Is that how it works?
No, I don't know if that's... It's just 1 week on, 1 week off, I suppose. So, yeah.
Really weird, yeah. Just from the sublime to the ridiculous every week. So, they're due a good one then, aren't they, in this one against Everton?
Well, they're a good pick because, I mean, they're one of the teams that has a double on 29 and is playing in the blank game week 30. And they still have another...
Oh, my God.
Double
the blank game week
that.
30, that's a horrendous blank, isn't it? I mean, this is it's because I've played my wild card now as well. Obviously, I'm on a chip frenzy at the moment.
You are.
So and it seems like the double keeps changing. I was like, because I put my wild card team together and then came back this morning, and suddenly Chelsea have got a double and they went on there for this is all FA Cup related, I'm presuming, isn't it? It's constantly.
They did lob them in there the other day, yeah.
Constantly changing. You've got to keep an eye on things, haven't you, at the moment?
I was tempted to free it for that, but I don't trust Chelsea's rotation. I mean, Burnley away, Norwich away, those are good games. But striker-wise, you'd struggle to go, would I want Werner, Lukaku?
I can't even think Lukaku, or I can't think either of their strikers are going to deliver in either of those games. I have no faith in them. But
back,
I'm just thinking two defenders. But
James is back, but will he play both? Can Silva play both? It's tricky, so Mount seems probably the best bet there. Maybe Havertz.
Yeah, I know.
But I'd have to change too much, and they don't play in game week 30.
And the game week 30, where they were due to have just a straight run through, weren't they? And now they've got a blank in 30. Pretty much, I mean, there's so many teams with a blank in 30 that now you have to play with that in mind. I don't think I'm going to use my other free hit for that one.
Have you got enough players?
Been bitten by that. I think I'll have enough to field about nine if my
plan goes
according to plan. And there's only four teams playing in game week 30, and but I don't know. I mean, there's still a lot.
What are we on about? There's eight teams playing.
Oh, I mean, there's four matches. Yeah, there's four matches. Eight teams. Yeah, yeah. There's four matches, eight teams in game week 30, but not much going on, is there really?
Have you made any changes for this double coming up then, or are you just going to sit with
I've got three Wolves, a couple of Southamptons. A little bit of Newcastle, because Newcastle have got two doubles, of course, haven't they? So I can't be without them. With a double
Chris Wood. I was thinking Chris Wood, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Apparently, this. Who is it they got next? Is it Burnley? It can't be Burnley.
They've got Brighton and Southampton.
Brighton, he scored his most goals against.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Chelsea away, then Everton away in the second double. But I just seen that Willock seems to have started his little, you know, he loves the goal scoring run, doesn't he? And he's cheap.
Well, once.
What he did last season.
One run, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, he's now on that. He's just started a new run. He's got two in two. So, you know, you've got no reason to believe he's not going to go on another one of his great runs, except for the fact that I've signed him.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, there comes,
Newcastle look like they have improved quite a bit. I wanted to get Fraser in, but I might save him for the. I just don't want to get lumbered with too many Newcastle players because Fraser looks good for Newcastle.
And they got a blank. So.
Yeah, exactly. They got a blank coming up. So it's quite a hard balancing act, isn't it?
I've abandoned it. I was very tempted. I spent a lot of the day looking at getting maybe the keeper, maybe, like you say, they maybe would. But I just decided to leave them. I don't think I want to be stuck with them when it gets further down the line. So
I'm Newcastle. Yeah,
yeah. I think I've got six players playing twice, and I'm happy enough with having two Liverpool guys against West Ham, and having Son and Kane, and having Cancelo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't not play Cancelo.
That's the trouble. Great. I mean, I'm going so mad. I'm looking at thinking, do I get rid of Cancelo now? I've had him.
Man,
so
you're away.
It seems to be
Man 11.
Man, you at home.
Yeah, but game week 11. Man, you away. 14 points.
Ah, yes, of course. Yeah, well, that's true. Valid point. But then they've got no doubles, and then they've got the blank in the 30. But I mean. Yeah, I think I'm getting too carried away by the double games because we're in Double Avenue, aren't we? Of course, remember your famous song, Dan. Can we get an a cappella version for the old school fans?
Or? Dude, no.
Scores may well be higher. Double Avenue. Dan used to do a lot.
Because these teams are due. Not one fixture, but two. Their scores may well be higher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, if only those copyright police hadn't taken away our rights.
Freedom.
Then we would have been all right. Yeah. At the moment my starting has got like Kane and Mane in it, but everyone else is on a double.
I think
I'm getting carried away with the double though, the promises of the double.
Well, I've played it safe. I've decided to kind of hedge my bets, even though they've gone off the boil, as you like to say. Wolves are where I'm at. I've got three Wolves players now. Because I'd rather.
Have you got Huang? I've put Huang in.
I've got Huang. I'm annoyed to
He's back in there, isn't he? And they've got a nice looking run of fixtures, Wolves.
Yes.
With Huang starting. Palace at home, Watford at home, Everton away, Leeds at home. Really quite good looking fixtures.
Yeah.
And they're playing in the blank, as you say. So.
Yeah. And I've already got Kilman. And
I put Ait Nouri in, Ait Nouri, because he was looking really good on the highlights I kept seeing. And then he didn't play the last game. And I just think, well.
That's why I got Kilman.
He doesn't seem to be guaranteed a starting place, Ait Nouri. Cheap and cheerful as he is, he's not guaranteed a starting place, which Kilman is. And as you've got Kilman, I thought I'd get Sice instead, who occasionally does well.
Hey, Nori, does you better. And I already had Broya, so he's in there. And I've got a couple of Villa lads and I. But, quite safe for me this week. And it's just kind of when to play my free hits. Because I have two of them still. Apparently, 33 and 36 are going to be big weeks. That's the talk on the town.
So what? They're going to be big doubles.
Apparently,
every week's a big double at the moment. This is what I can't get my head around. It's like
I think there's like constant. City, Spurs, Arsenal. There's some like big chunky doubles coming up to Chelsea. The same one. But then that could be a week when you bench boost and just go all in on having a good bench. I don't know.
God. Oh, dear. Decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, As I'm playing my wild card, I sort of should really bench boost the following week, shouldn't I? That's best practice. Yeah, so I might do that. I just want these chips off my back now.
Yeah, and then
it's a double.
You don't have to worry about bench depth so much then. You can just go, I'll have a four million keeper. Yeah.
Yeah. Tis true. Okay, well, Dan, have you got anything else to add?
Not really. It's a quick one this week because we're obviously right in the middle of having another game week about to start. But yeah, for me, it's just I've got my team already set up. I don't have any new thoughts on it. I've gone in on Wolves. It's a bit risky. I'm not going to go on Newcastle, and I'd rather have people for this double and play next on game week 30 than have two and two doubles.
Yeah, I think Southampton have got a decent double as well. Aston Villa away, Newcastle.
I'd like to.
Southampton look pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, they do. I'd like to have more Southampton, but.
Haven't I? So I've gone for the Shea Adams family. I'm back in. He seems to be
on. Well, he's assisting scorer. He is.
So I thought worth a cheap explorey. And Livramento seems to have come back into form for them as well, and he's a bargain, isn't he?
And who gets the armband?
That's the question. That's the big question. I mean, do I just stick with a single game week Kane? Rafinha, new manager at Leeds. Is he going to have another resurgence? I mean, he's never really dipped much in form, Rafinha, but I've somehow still got him. He's got a double. Leicester away, Villa at home, new manager. This guy, he's American, isn't he, the new Leeds manager?
I believe so. Yeah. And he plays in 30 as well. A lot of people have been tipping Rafinha as a sort of someone to get back on again.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Marsh could be interesting. And then Coutinho has got quite nice fixtures as well. And I've mistakenly captained him before recently, so I don't really know. Southampton at home, Leeds away. God knows. I'm not making a decision yet. Huang could even be an outlandish captain's choice.
Oh.
Just wang it on Huang. Or Che with a double. That's a nice double for Che. But, God knows, mate. I think it might be one of those, just close my eyes and point the mouse.
And then pick your captain.
Yeah, exactly. All right, then. Who's top of the game week league table?
I mean, I'm captain Salah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not getting on the doubles. I'm just going to play it safe with Son. Now, are you talking about the game week regular league or the one that I'm 3 points off top of and currently in third, the head-to-head?
No, not the head-to-head. Who gives a hell about the head-to-head? No one's interested in that.
It remains it's all about the league table. Legendary Better Call Roll who followed your advice in getting a free hit out and having me in his team.
The player. He captained Fernandes as well. Yeah, I had Fernandes in for the double. I mean, he had so many chances. It's just absolutely ridiculous that Fernandes didn't score in that game week. Most annoying. Wolves fan. Yeah, he had a worse free hit than me, Dan Hill. He got 54. Bloody hell, it's making me feel better about myself, you see. It's all just...
I mean, he is on 1875, so...
He is on 1875, which I'm not, yeah. Well, so tell us about the bloody head-to-head league then, go on.
Oh, it's not a lot to tell. I'm doing well at it. I should say manager of the month for February. Farah Xhaka, pretty good name.
Ooh, nice.
He's an Englishman, if that's all right.
He's an Englishman.
Yes, Greg Tester. Well done, Sia.
Very nice. Do get in touch via the Twitter feed, at GameWeekHQ. And we'll be back with you shortly, I suppose. On the other side of this double.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, and remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.